Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1414, air date March 26th, 2024.
All right, everyone, this is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Today's talk is going to be how I got off the plantation and the challenges will you. And I'm going to have an interview with J.P. Bovenzi, who's at one of the main leading radio stations out of Portland, Oregon. And that's what we're going to talk about, how I got off the plantation and do you want to get off the plantation? What does that really mean? So we'll start shortly. All right, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I'm going to be having an interview. J.P. Bovenzi is going to be interviewing me about how I got off the plantation and how you may want to also do the same thing. J.P., are you there? How are you?
I am. Yes, sir. I am.
Good. All right, J.P. So let's start.
Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today. And so you're running for president, I see.
Yeah, I am. It's been, I ran for Senate in Massachusetts against a woman called Elizabeth Warren as an independent. And we're the ones who forced her to take the DNA test, which exposed the fact. Yeah. And then in 2020, I ran for Senate again as a Republican. We won that election. It was, in the Republican primary, we raised close to $2 million. We had close to 25,000 lawn signs, 10,000 bumper stickers, 3,000 volunteers. And as an MIT PhD and someone who, is an immigrant who came here, I never thought the level of fraud in elections took place in the United States.
Right.
What I uncovered was on the night of election night on September 1st in the primary that we had uncovered, by all accord, even the Republican rhino said Dr. Shiva is going to win this on a landslide. And the Republican said, found a fool to run against me who maybe had one lawn sign up. Anyway, I win in the county, which is all paper ballots by 10 points, and every other county was 60-40, 60-40, 60-40, 60-40. And this is long before Trump, who actually plagiarized a lot of my material to raise about $500 million. And so the net of it was that we find out that in all those other counties, they deleted all the ballot images, which are the photographs of all the ballots that need to be saved when I did a FOIA. That led into a major lawsuit. I was the one in 2020 who uncovered the fact that the government has a backdoor portal into social media companies. I filed a historic lawsuit. The judge just wanted me to go back on social media and drop all the claims against the government. I refused, and I was winning that case by myself in federal court. Okay. They appointed a judge. They appointed a lawyer for me who wanted me to be the hero to get back on Twitter and just forget about all the claims. I refuse. Anyway, and that case is now continuing against CISA. But yeah, so my running for president now, we have hundreds of thousands of volunteers all over the country. We're a national campaign. But because we are independent, because we don't, as I say, suck Zionist cock, okay? Because we're not in any of these camps, right? Because we expose the not-so-obvious establishment so vociferously, they have a serious problem. So the only solution when you're independent and you're off the plantation, JP, when you're fully off, is to make you invisible. But it's failing. If you go look at, $500 million people know about our campaign in the United States. The only solution they have is to actively make our campaign invisible. I have close to 3 million followers, and you'll see my followers have stayed 300,000 followers on Twitter, and they've stayed the same for 2 years.
Right.
510,000 followers on Facebook, and they stay. Nothing happens in spite of the fact we have so much engagement in all the videos we do. So anyway, yeah, I'm running for president. We're mobilizing in every state. I'm a naturalized citizen. There's not supposed to be second-class citizenship in the United States. So one of the historic lawsuits that I filed was in June of 2023 to ask declaratory relief in the event that people try to say, hey, you can't get on the ballot. And that lawsuit, you know, the opposition, Merrick Garland's people have filed a motion to dismiss. I just filed my opposition to that motion. And the lawyers are freaking out because, you know, I spent 7 days doing that myself.
Wow.
And a friend of mine who's who has another, his lawyer of 30 years, who's at one of the leading law firms, probably the number one law firm in the world, who always makes fun of people who try to do their own lawsuits. He read my lawsuit and he said, quote unquote, this is staggeringly brilliant. So I know how to win against these guys, and we have a movement. So the bottom line is we're not just filing lawsuits without a campaign. We actually have a massive movement. So they have to make us invisible. I would too if I were them, because if I got on any of their shows, it's sort of they self-destroy themselves.
Right.
So yeah. So, but the key thing that we, there's a very good video I did, people should look, called shatterthesworm.com. That's probably around 50 to 75 million views all over the world. And it really explains who are the elites? How do they control us? Using a set of scientific principles called system science. So one of the things I do in part of our movement, we educate everyone on this notion of how systems operate. It's what I uncovered out of my PhD work at MIT, and then through my Fulbright work, integrating, you know, engineering science with ancient systems of medicine. And that missing link is a body of knowledge that we educate people so they can start understanding how systems work the same way the elites actually understand how systems work quite well. And they use that knowledge to manipulate people, you say?
Absolutely.
So, but we use that knowledge to liberate people.
So, Dr. Shiva, you know that there was election fraud, and it seems to be far more compelling than they're admitting, of course. What are we, the people? Because I think a lot of us are worried that our vote does not count. What are we going to
do? Yeah. So let's talk about what is election fraud. As one of the, you know, I'm considered the leading expert on this, among other things, because I took a systems approach to it. The election fraud that I uncovered in 2020 is the election. It's the fourth layer of election fraud. Okay. Right. It's at the end of the process. The real election fraud, or there's not the real, but there's the example I've given is, think about a king who wants to protect himself from the peasants trying to overthrow him. Okay. So what does he have? He has multiple layers of protection, right?
Right.
One layer of protection that he has is, let's say, a moat, right? That keeps people from coming in.
Sure.
Then he has a wall. So if they make it over the moat, then they got to breach the wall. Then he has, you know, guards that protect him. And then maybe he even has an escape route. You see what I'm saying? That he can get out of. So multiple layers. So the four layers of election fraud that they have is, number one is who gets visibility.
Right.
Okay. That's controlling visibility is where the election fraud begins. Overnight. I mean, Trump was put on a trajectory by the establishment. He was saved by Wilbur Ross, who was working for the Rothschilds, right? To, you know, because he's basically a fake businessman. Everything he touches is, you know, doesn't work. And he's gone bankrupt, right? And this is just whether the right says it or the left says it, it's just the facts.
Gotcha.
So in his case, or you look at Booby Kennedy's case, or Vivek the Snake, or Obama, they're literally able to find these people who they know will be willing house slaves, or on the plantation, and want to keep other people on the plantation, and they'll fund them and support them and give visibility. Right. So visibility is the first level of election fraud. Now in 2020, you know, independent of them, I got massive visibility, right? Because of how many people, it was during that period where they weren't fully censoring people,
right?
The next thing is, the next level of election fraud is, okay, now people know you, can you get on the ballot? Right. Because for your name to appear on the ballot, you have to collect so many signatures. Okay. In Massachusetts, for example, we have to collect 16,000 signatures. In the United States, collectively, we have to collect close to 1.5 million signatures. Okay. In each of the states, and every state is different. Okay. So they make that very difficult for any truly independent candidate to get on the ballot. Okay. Well, in Massachusetts, we collected close to 25,000 signatures in the middle of COVID. My opposition candidate couldn't even collect 5,000 signatures, and he had to go and whine to the Secretary of State for them to change the rules. You see? So when they can't win, they change the rules. So we got on the ballot.
Right.
Second level of election fraud. Third is after you get on the ballot, then you're supposed to have open debates, right? That people can hear your positions. In Massachusetts, they completely did no debates. They canceled all of them.
Wow.
Okay. Third is if you make it over visibility and you get on the ballot and you get all the votes, then at the end, they have the ways that they can manipulate the elections with the signature verification process that they can manipulate and the machines themselves. You see, but it's a multi-layered system of election fraud.
Right.
Of course. It's a system. All right. So I uncovered all those things, and the thing is we overcame them. So the point for them is we're not in the left camp. We're not in the right camp. We're not a bogus fool like Booby Kennedy, who's a complete charlatan, all right? He speaks with multiple sides of his mouth. We're truly independent. We're not owned by anyone. We know we're competent. We know how to file our own lawsuits. We know how to take $1 that someone gives us and stretch it 1,000-fold, you see?
That's great.
This is very dangerous to them. Dangerous to both wings of the establishment and what I call the not-so-obvious establishment. The Booby Kennedys, the Tulsi Gabbards, the Bernie Sanders, the Donald Trumps, all these guys who are the not-so-obvious version of the obvious establishment. The goal is they are the house slaves whose goal is to keep the slaves leaving the plantation. So every time people start figuring stuff out, they produce a house slave or multiple ones. Now you have Trump as one of the house slaves, right? You also have Booby Kennedy. All right. The problem is for them, JP, that because we are educating people on this fundamental understanding, you say,
right?
They have a serious problem. And that problem is people are understanding not only is there the obvious establishment, which is what's always been used against people, but the not so obvious establishment is the wolf in sheep's clothing, okay? And the goal of that is to keep the slaves so they keep bowing down to the master, you know?
Have you ever seen the movie Jones Plantation?
Which one?
Jones Plantation.
Why does that sound familiar?
I don't know, but you need to see that because it just described everything you're saying. And you'll like the movie, believe me. But we're slaves in their game.
Right. So we are getting people off the plantation because you're looking at someone who came from India where there was a concept called the caste system, where we were considered the lowest, quote unquote, the lowest caste. My parents learned how to get off that plantation. Now in America, you have a resurgent caste system right here, right? The 0.001%.
Right.
Who are the ones who manipulate the other 99.9%. But they didn't expect someone like me to get off their plantation. They gave me many opportunities to be co-opted, JP.
I'd imagine it
continually failed because I have such hatred against these guys. My hate against them was far more than my desire to be recognized by them, which is unfortunate for them. So what we've done now is we've created a very powerful movement. That is the operating system. It's called the Movement for Truth, Freedom, Health. And this movement is enabling people to understand the dynamics, theoretically, how they do all this. Because without that, the slaves who want to get off the plantation will continue to be manipulated because the master is very, very smart.
Right.
You know, I used to teach system science at MIT. And they teach it to the elites. And the elites use this to manipulate power, profit, control. Right. Or to sustain power, profit, control. And that's how they're able to do this with such a recurring process. So I want to share with you a video that'll enable your audience to understand What is this movement that we've created and why everyone should get involved? If I can do that, I'm gonna have to share my screen with you. Oops, you have to give me host control again. Yeah, so if you give me host control, I'll share this video with you. And I'll give, so basically the call to everyone is, if you're serious about learning how to win and you're not a dilettante, you have to become a Truth, Freedom, and Health Warrior scholar. And you can go to truthfreedomhealth.com. But this is the tools because, okay, you gave it to me? Thanks. But without these tools, people will always be confused. To share audio, share a tab. Okay, I got to share a tab. There. Okay. So you should be able to see my screen now. Can you see that, JP? Okay. I should be able to share my sound now. And you should be able to hear it. Okay. Let me just play it quickly. Tell me if you can hear this first.
We have allowed our country to be taken.
Were you able to hear that? Okay, good. So, all right. So this, to everyone listening, will really help you understand that there's not going to be any movement without you understanding how to build a movement. And there's a science to it. You have to study it. So here we go.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
That will help you and your audience understand that, you know, from an engineering standpoint, you can't really build anything without having a science to understand it. This is why most of these movements have failed and people get very disenchanted. They either become, you know, complacent, they go into the left wing or the right wing, or they get desperate and they just check out of life. And that's bound to occur if you don't take a rational approach to understanding how the exploitation takes place. So my life has really been about understanding how to get off the plantation. And that it's no small feat. There's a lot of physics here. But right. methodology, we can educate anyone. But that's at the heart of why we have such a powerful movement now that powers our entire campaign.
There are people that are just business as usual. Life is comfortable. We're going to keep it this way. They kind of, you know, zone out everything going on around in this world, and they don't realize that they're giving a very poor future to their children by doing so. And I just love your ideas. That's great. I can't wait to really dig into you when we're done. So how's the campaign going? Very good.
Yeah, we have to get on the ballot in every state. Now, in order to get on the ballot, you have to go collect signatures. Because the goal is, in every state, there's different rules for the number of electors you need and number of signatures.
I see.
And then those states, some of them you have to collect 500 signatures, 200 signatures, 1,000. California, you have to collect close to 300,000. In Oregon, it's almost like 80,000. Okay. We haven't seen anyone else collecting signatures. I'm convinced that that too is a racket. Booby Kennedy, the Zionist hoodlum, goes and raises $20 million from bunch of Zionists to fund him so he can go get signature vendors, JP, which should be not allowed. It should be cheating, right?
Right.
So we actually have people on the ground collecting signatures. We have to mobilize people, right? But in two states, we've already gotten all the signatures to get on the ballot, Idaho and Utah. And all the deadlines will be coming around August, you see? And Kennedy couldn't even get 1,000 signatures in Idaho. So he went and does a backroom deal to get extension until August. But meanwhile, he's going and raising money, which he'll just pocket
right
for himself and his foundations, claiming that he needs money to go collect signatures, $10 per signature. So that's what these guys are. They're all scumbags.
Yeah.
So we're the only one. I mean, you can look, you know, who plays by the rules and actually does the work. These people do not do work. That's the first thing people need to learn. The reason that they're house slaves is because the master allows them to stay on the plantation and not do any work and manipulate the rest of us.
That's that movie. You have to see Jones Plantation.
Well, we are the movie. So
you are. Yeah, yeah. We describe. And honestly, the movie is the same thing. It says we are on the plantation. We are. So how do people break loose? I know a lot of people are very comfortable in their little plantation corner, you know, and they don't want to break loose. They don't believe in something different.
Well, look, the notion here is that you have to convince everyone to actually create change when it's actually not true. As I've said many, many times, as we teach in our training to people, around 30% of people will never change for anything. They're called resistors. They'll resist right. anything. Even if you tell them this is good, they'll always take an opposite position. 50% of people are watching which way the tennis match is going, right? They watch the ball, right? They watch the arguments. 20% are really the agents of change. And this has been, the numbers that I'm sharing here have been proved in multiple clinical research studies on organizational theory. And among those 20%, you know, if you get 20% of those people, that's the tip of the spear. So we're not here to convince anyone about anything. If you want to go wearing a mask all day, go for it. We'll give you more masks. If you want to get vaccinated 30 times, great. We'll give you the shot ourselves if you want it, okay? Arguing with these people is not worth it. Meanwhile, there's another 50 people pass by who actually are looking for real change. So that's what our movement is. Our movement finds those people who are self-reflective, who've already gone down the Trump path or the Bernie Sanders path or the Booby Kennedy's path. They know these guys are full of shit. They've also come to a point in their lives where they do not want to compromise, right? They don't believe in the lesser of two evils.
Right,
those
right.
Well, you can build a movement on, and that's what we're doing. And
you have people in every state trying to get signatures? Or
yep, every state. So you can help us in New Mexico.
Absolutely.
You can help us in Oregon. I do a lot of stuff with a lot of podcasters. They get very excited with our campaign.
Oh, this podcast, when it airs Saturday, it airs in Portland. That's where our network is. And we actually have Keith Wilson, who's running for mayor in Portland. So there's going to be a lot of people from Portland listening on Saturday night.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you look at Oregon and Portland, they've been abused by both the left and the right.
Absolutely. Right?
Oregon has been completely abused by both wings of the establishment. By the woke and the anti-woke, okay? By both. They've been caught in the middle of this dialectics of the lesser right. of two evils. And our view is that you need to build actual movements. We have a lot of people in Oregon. If anyone's listening, you can go to Shiva4President.com and you can become a volunteer. And you can volunteer. One of the big things, we give the lazy man's approach, JPs, we tell people to get one of these bumper stickers. They're like five right. bucks. You go to Shiva for President. And what's right. powerful is you put one of these bumper stickers on the back windshield of your car, 100,000 people see it per day. A lot of people don't know the power of, you know, using your own vehicles for advertising. Right. So we encourage people to go do that, to get one of these bumper stickers. It's sort of the lazy man's way of doing activism. So we encourage people to do that. And, the other thing is for the more adventurous people who want to actually flex their citizenship muscles, they can go volunteer to get us on the ballot. And to do that every Saturday afternoons, which will be morning in Oregon, 12:30 p.m. Eastern time, which will be about, I think you guys are 3 hours behind, 9:30 a.m. We have a volunteer meeting. People get to meet people from all over the state, the United States. Right. And we do that every Saturday. We also hold a open house for people who are interested in just understanding how to build these movements. And that's every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. And people can go to vashiva.com/orientation. But it's a great opportunity because the people who get desperate and want to check out, and which is what the establishment wants, yeah. our campaign and our movement is really giving all those very, very intelligent people, very smart, hardworking people, a real home. So there you
Doctor,
go.
We got about less than 4 minutes left. So I want you to tell the audience everything you need to about your campaign, how to get involved, where to find you. We shot through that interview like nobody's business, man. It went fast. I wish we had a little more time, but we will have you back on before the election.
Sure. Yeah, so to everyone interested, number one, go to shiva4president.com. Get involved, get involved, get involved. If you want to volunteer, which is what we recommend, do that. If you do want to donate, when you donate to us, we give you books, we give you courses. It's a reciprocity model. But that's how philosophically we operate. That's our value system. You can go to truthfreedomhealth.com and become a warrior scholar. Those are the important sites, shiva4president.com and truthfreedomhealth.com, and get a bumper sticker. But fundamentally, this campaign is one of us, finally one of us who came bottoms up fighting for us. And it is us versus them. Don't let anyone say, oh, it's all one big kumbaya, we should all unify. That's just nonsense. It's the 8 billion people, the 99% against the 0.001%. That 0.01% during the pandemic increased their wealth by $2.3 trillion. 600 billionaires increased their wealth during the lockdowns. Booby Kennedy promoted lockdowns. Trump promoted lockdowns. Fauci promoted lockdowns. You know, two, 3 years later, they may try to rewrite the story, but go look at what they wrote. They were all pro-lockdowns, and the lockdown stole $16 trillion from working people in this country and the economy. I was the only one who was against the lockdown. We taught people how to take care of their bodies using vitamin D3, you know, quercetin, zinc, you know, as a systems biologist. We are the ones who started the Fire Fauci campaign. We're the ones who exposed the backdoor portal on Twitter. It's very important to tell the truth at the right time to mobilize people. That's what we're doing. We're building a movement. If you want to be part of a real movement to fundamentally change the world, then join our campaign and support it. If you want to be on the plantation, be a house slave, begging to the master and thinking house slaves like Trump and Booby and Biden are going to save you, well, great. You can stay there all day long. But if you want to really be free, do that. I got off the plantation. People in Shiva for President are off the plantation. People go to truthfromhealth.com are off the plantation. And that movement is explosively growing. So be part of it. If you want to get off the plantation or admit that you want to be a house slave, and great, stay on the plantation. Good luck.
Man, Dr. Shiva, you are quite the individual. I really am honored that you did an interview with me today. And I'm excited to look more into your campaign. Absolutely. And I think we can probably help you out with some signatures out here in New Mexico. So we'll get a little bit involved ourselves.
Yeah. And, so come to our volunteer meeting and we'll onboard you, JP. ShivaForPresident.com. Just sign up. You'll get a call back. And we have really, really, it's all volunteer driven.
Awesome.
All right.
My next meeting's coming up. Thank you so much for
being
JP. On.
Be well.
Have a great day.
Be the light. Thank you.
The recording has stopped.
All right, everyone. I hope that was valuable. That was JP from Portland, Oregon. What I want to end with is recognizing for all of you that you have to ask yourself this question. Do you want to be a slave, a house slave, and remain on the plantation of the swarm? It's a very simple question. Go look in the mirror and ask yourself the question. Do you want to be a slave or do you want to get off the plantation? Now, if you want to get off the plantation, then you cannot have any hope thinking that any member of that swarm plantation is going to help you. And it's very, very hard for people to let go of this because they keep thinking that the plantation is there to serve you. The swarm is there to serve you. They're not. They're there to keep you stuck. So whenever someone like me comes out, or someone like a Malcolm X, or someone like who truly understands these dynamics, the swarm gets even more clever and they create fake versions of guys like me, Vivek the Snake, Booby Kennedy. These people are total swarm creatures and their job is to manipulate you into not listening to your gut instincts, to be a fly trap to keep you on the plantation. If you want to get off the plantation, well, you have a huge opportunity like that's never before existed. Well, first of all, our campaign exists. Go get one of these bumper stickers. It's a small investment, but it has a huge return because when you put that on, you become an agent of change. Go to shivaforpresident.com, become a volunteer. If you want, again, to get off the plantation and meet great people. If you want to donate, great. Give us whatever money you want to donate. But when you donate, you'll see we give you gifts. We give you the gifts of books and knowledge and a lot of great things. So go do that. Get involved. Action is what changes the world. Action is what defines character, not talk. So if you want to keep talking and watch videos all day, great. And you like the videos that I've done, wonderful. But that's only, you know, 1/100th of what needs to be done. What we need to do is to act in a very deliberate way by building a bottoms-up movement. And that's what we're doing. So let me finish by playing our campaign video so you get a little more understanding of where I came from, what our campaign's about, and how you can get involved. And I'll wrap up shortly with a couple of final comments.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
All right, everyone, get involved. Go to shivaforpresident.com, volunteer, donate, get involved. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com, get the training you need and deserve so we can win Truth Freedom Health and support the campaign. Get involved, get involved, get involved. All right, action, action, action. Thank you, everyone. I hope this is valuable. Be well.
We need to build a bottoms-up movement. Go to shivaforpresident.com and volunteer.